on Southeast AgNet.
Rick Lesher, director of the Florida Automated Weather Network, or FAWN, in this interview discusses a pilot program that will be available to some growers next year, a program FAWN is calling a grower notification tool. Lesher also addresses the possibility of adding a 36th FAWN weather station in the Indian River District so that growers might have more detailed weather information for citrus production areas west of Vero Beach between Interstate 95 and the Florida Turnpike.
You have a pilot project only this year, won't be available to everybody, but tell us about that.
Yes, a pilot project also funded through the Southwest Florida Water Management District is what we're calling a grower notification tool. And what growers can do with this at some point would be to go to the FAWN website, enter in a few pieces of information, and then as the cold season comes about, they can receive text message updates from data from particular FAWN sites.
Like if they want to be notified when it's 30 degrees so they can run out and turn their water on, they'd get that kind of notification?
Yes, exactly, exactly.
You're looking at a 36th weather station in the Indian River area in a citrus-heavy area. Can you talk about that?
Yes, we're looking at a possible location of a new site east of the Turnpike, between the Turnpike and Interstate 95 off State Road 60. Right now we're just talking about this possibility, but it would provide more representative data for the citrus growers in this area. That site will be funded by St. John's River Water Management District.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.